This is the Android Buffet Podcast, episode number 448, recorded Wednesday, July 3rd, 2019, in 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Welcome to another exciting episode of the Android Buffet Podcast.
I am excited.
Well, in order to strip down to the most basic way of recording this show, this is being recorded using the record functionality in Zoom. Mm. So we are not on Hangouts, which we've used for a while. Before that, we were on Skype. And I am not recording separate streams because I cannot find that setting in the Linux Zoom client.
Next week, we will try my Zoom room meeting and see if I can record with using two different streams.
Yeah, well, we're going to keep trying some things, but here's the question. So I've used a variety of different equipment. Does a USB microphone, a pair of headphones, and a Zoom recording sound better than other things? If so, then I could save myself a lot of work.
Sometimes it is the simplest thing that works.
Yeah, but I'm always looking for the simplest thing, and I'm looking for it because I think that the show doesn't really need us to, you know, it needs good quality audio, but it doesn't need us to do anything fancy. So I'm willing to try other Zoom things. I'm willing to just use Zoom and plug it into the usual system I use where the recording isn't being done by Zoom, but I'm piping the audio into an audio recorder, you know, through the mixer and the system I've used for a while. So I'm willing to use Zoom as a drop-in replacement, and I'm willing to use Zoom as with its automated recording system, and I'm willing to switch back and forth because things we can keep experimenting. As long as every week there's an episode and everybody can hear us, which I think is important. And we'll just keep working until it works out. Now, I'm using the free version of Zoom, so hopefully we're not taking advantage of the however much money Zoom makes every year, but they do offer a free service. So according to their little pricing thing in their plan, the free service includes unlimited one-to-one meetings, which is what we usually do anyway. And it does allow local recording, which is what I'm doing.
Cool.
So we'll see.
I'm excited because this is what I use for daily meetings. So it's the same piece of software. Almost. We actually use RingCentral, but it's, Zoom and RingCentral are the same company.
Are they? Good to know. Learn something every day. For me, I have been using Zoom for conferences that I've been attending. We've been known to use it so that people can participate remotely in them. The question is there any better way to do this than sort of what I'm doing? But I'm willing to experiment. So in honor of the holiday, I'm not at home. So I am doing this recording using a laptop, and I'm using a microphone, which is just hooked up to the top of the laptop. I just heard a hiccup. Jerry, did I lose you?
No.
Okay. I wonder what that was. So all I have is a little tiny microphone. So this is the one that I used when I was away last summer. So people have heard me record using this microphone before. It's a simple $20 microphone that has a few different settings. So I did also bring a snowball, but the snowball kept cutting out. So no snowball. Anyway, moving along, we have sort of a short show because it is a holiday week in the United States.
Woohoo!
Tomorrow.
Fireworks tomorrow.
There may be fireworks somewhere here. I have no idea. Not going to work is what I'm going to celebrate. I could use a break where I do nothing. Because over the weekend, I did sort of have a break, but I did some stuff. I went to Portland and then came back and went to work. So very busy. A few stories of the week. Chrome 75 is bringing Android cloud storage to the Files app. So this is where you can browse cloud file systems using the Android file picker. They're bringing that to the Files app on Chrome 75.
like OneDrive and Google Drive and some other stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's nice that they finally realized that there are limitations to Chrome, specifically Chrome OS, and that they're trying to actually do something about it.
Funny enough that Dropbox doesn't work.
It's not funny.
I think it's funny.
Well, either way, I have my issues with Dropbox. Why not
you? Google is supporting an open standard API, and they don't support Dropbox because Dropbox does not.
Yeah, well, that's Dropbox for you. So it's not Google's decision.
No, it's, but, you know, Dropbox was like the original cloud storage, right?
Yeah, and I don't know. Are you still using Dropbox?
No, as a matter of fact, a few months ago, I got an email saying that they were going to delete my account and all my stuff if I didn't log in, and I didn't log in, so it's all gone now.
Yeah, well, I switched over to Nextcloud, so I'm hosting my own. I am not necessarily one of those people who thinks you need to self-host everything, but I got annoyed enough with some of these services to decide that I would just roll my own. That happens every so often. It's, sure. I'm annoyed with you. I'm just going to do it myself.
Yep.
And then there's the reverse, which is I'm too lazy to do it myself. Here's some money.
For things like email.
For email, the amount of time it would take to put together an email system that didn't get bombarded by spam, I'm paying somebody. To host my transient files, I think I can handle it. If you enjoy live streaming, the live streaming service Philo now has their own app. Is it Philo or Philo? I think it's Philo because it would be
named after Philo. I think it's Philo.
Well, it should be named after Philo Farnsworth. So. But Philo is a $20 a month service that gives you 58 live channels.
Yes. No sports, which is, you know, part of their advertising shtick.
Well, you know why it's part of their advertising shtick.
Because it's cheaper.
Yes.
You know, if you don't care about sports, sports are expensive.
Yeah. So
if you don't care about sports, then you can get all the channels for cheaper.
Well, that's sort of the thing. I don't care. I'm not saying I don't care about sports in the sense that I actively dislike them. I don't care about paying as much money as you have to pay in order to get sports channels. I am not an active watcher of many sports. So
I understand. But
so I like that I don't have to pay for them. I'm annoyed that many companies sort of don't give me the choice. I'd be perfectly fine in saying, okay, there are two plans. You want sports, here's the cost. You don't want sports, pay that.
For those sports aficionados among us, the 2019 Women's World Cup, the U.S. made it into the finals. The final.
I heard good things.
Yep. They beat England 2-1 today, or yesterday.
Weren't they accused of unsportsmanlike conduct? Or something like that?
Well.
No, I'm saying I have been following it sort of peripherally.
They beat Thailand like 13-0. And they celebrated all of their goals. So that's, you know.
Why is celebrating when you win bad? I'm a little confused about that.
Because 13-0 in a.
As long as after.
Match, I mean, it's not a football game. It's a soccer match. So
13. I'm just saying, as long as afterwards you thank the other team for the game, I don't see that as so bad, but. What do I know?
It was not. It was a butt whooping.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. While over the weekend when I was at that other event, there were people who actually left after the event to go find a bar to watch the World Cup in. So it's apparently a thing now. Good to know. So Google Fast Share is being developed. This is a new file sharing tool for Android. I just find it interesting how Google giveth and Google taketh away. It's, we built a messaging app. We're so excited about it. 2 years later, we're getting rid of our messaging app. Be excited about this new messaging app. So here, we got rid of our thing that allowed you to transfer files. Here's our new thing that's going to allow you to transfer files. We're so excited about that.
Yeah. Not that I have ever needed to transfer a file to somebody standing right next to me.
No, I've sometimes needed to transfer files between computers very quickly, or to my phone.
Yeah.
But so far, no. I've never had to transfer a file that quickly either. Action Dash, which we've talked about before, it's a alternative to the digital well-being stuff that Google's sort of working on.
Yes.
Keeps adding features, and apparently some of their features outweigh the feature set in the digital well-being service.
Wow.
So not only is it available to pretty much everybody, it takes usage data from the Android built-in system. It allows you to secure it, daily usage report notification, detailed unlock of session stats. You can configure the start of the day to be different, which privacy is a feature. So it seems to be that it's impressive. Although there
it
are.
It shows that there is a demand for this.
Well, beyond what Google is doing. And also people have said that the Google implementation has been slowing down their phone. Now, the creator of Action Dash has a reputation for doing new and interesting things.
Cool.
I'm not sure if you've noticed that.
No.
So this is Action Dash is under the same sort of thing that Action Launcher and such have done. So that's, again, that's a different way of visualizing some of this stuff. So I appreciate a group that's known for thinking outside of the box. Anyway, moving along, the new Android Firefox browser. So this is the one that's currently in beta, and I found the title of this article very interesting. New Android Firefox browser might make a good Chrome alternative eventually.
So eventually.
Well, since Firefox Preview, which is the preview version of the new Firefox that they want to produce, which I have actually tried. So I installed it on my phone to fiddle with. I don't usually use beta products because I have no patience for things that don't work. There's something I use every day. I wanted to see what are people saying who are embedded in the Chrome system. So I found this article from Android Authority where one Scott Adam Gordon was commenting on this. And it is quick and page loading. And here's what's to like, according to this individual. So the landing page is where you find everything. Okay, I can take it or leave it. I don't know if what your landing page looks like influences what browser you use. The collections at the bottom are going to get buried. So collections are one of these systems that they've put together in order to sort of pair things together. It's like a bookmark folder.
Ah.
So you can find things there, tapping it up. So again, I have bookmarks. It's not a new thing. So I don't see why it's, this thing that's been around for a long time, they didn't innovate on it enough. There's a reader mode, but that's been there for a while. And we'll see. So either way, there's a dark mode. I'm just looking at the review here as we talk. But
yep.
So did you try this? Now, I've been playing with it on and off, so I have not used it for every single thing that I've done. But I've done it for a bunch of things.
I use Firefox regularly. I have not installed the preview.
I installed the preview alongside the. If it had been that I had to replace the regular one, I never would have. But I figured it was worth giving it a shot.
Of course it is.
So I have it on the phone, and I can launch things in it. But I have several browsers that I try on my phone and on my computer because I like to see what things look like in different places. And every so often I get frustrated and want to be different for a while. So sometimes when I'm annoyed with Firefox, I want to spend some time in Chrome and vice versa. Although I consistently stay with Firefox. Now I have two different Firefoxes to play with.
Does that make you happy?
I don't know if anybody can say that their browser choice is what brings them bliss.
I don't know. Maybe, especially after people moved off of Internet Explorer. I'm just saying.
I still have to use it sometimes at work.
Ouch.
So, don't get me started about programs that people will not update to use to not require Internet Explorer. Anyway, LawnShare, which I've mentioned on this, which is sort of a Pixel Launcher clone.
Yes.
With a broader distribution. In their new alpha release, so this is the first time they've done a major change, they've expanded the at-a-glance widget, which is a feature of the Pixel Launcher. So yep. Instead, the Google version only pulls data from the Google app. With their version, they made it possible to adjust the sources to include not just the Google app, unread notifications, whatever music was playing, and battery status.
Ooh.
Weather alert. So they've decided, okay, we have this lovely widget, and everybody likes it. And our version of it is not just going to pull from Google. It's going to pull from everywhere. So maybe Google will get the idea and put this into their version as well. And LawnShare, last I remember, because I tried it for a while, is not actually a paid app. I believe it's open source, if I remember correctly. Let me just see. Here we are. With the promise that LawnShare will always be free and open source.
That's nice.
Yeah. So I appreciate that they're trying different things, because back to what I said about a different developer, I like it when people don't just do what you expect. They take somebody else's idea, they expand on it, they build, they make it better. Elsewhere, those lovely people at AT&T donated $500,000 to Locast, which we mentioned last time.
Yes.
So Locast is a digital repeater of local broadcast, and they donated $500,000 to it, and they're going to put the app into their receivers, so that they can get access to over-the-air stations if they're blacked out over a contract renewal dispute.
Interesting. I wonder if that's legal.
At the moment, yes. Well, remember,
until they get sued.
Well, Locast has not gotten sued because there is a law that allows you to publicly repeat broadcast stations. However, it's sort of a gray area as to whether or not that's permitted as a digital repeater. So I have the notation here about what it is. Under several Supreme Court decisions, any company or organization could receive an over-the-air broadcast and retransmit it to households in that broadcaster's market without receiving permission from the broadcaster. In 1976, Congress passed a law overturning the Supreme Court decisions and making it a copyright violation to retransmit a local broadcast signal without a copyright license. That's why cable and satellite operators, when transmitting a broadcast signal, must operate under a compulsory copyright license or receive permission from the broadcaster. Congress's exception is that any nonprofit organization can make a secondary transmission of a local broadcast, provided they do not receive any direct or indirect commercial advantage, and either offer the signal for free or for a fee necessary to defray the actual and reasonable cost of providing the service.
I don't know if AT&T will be in compliance with that.
Well, remember, Locast is doing it. They're just supporting the Locast service. So they are in, they may get sued, but they now have $500,000 to hire some lawyers. That AT&T, you'll see. Well, no, AT&T has donated to a nonprofit, and the nonprofit again is exploiting a law that says they're allowed to do what they're doing. So
no, I don't think Locast will get in trouble. I think AT&T will get in trouble.
They can't. They're not providing a commercial service. They are just saying, okay, we support this third party provider on our devices. That's like saying that a Roku is going to get in trouble because somebody installed a Roku channel. They are merely a hardware device. How people choose to use the hardware. Now, some companies have make hardware devices have gotten sued. for those devices encouraging the pirating of content. However, it's sort of an interesting legal gray area. But AT&T is going to use this because they have to pay for these things. And all they have to do now is say, oh, we can go in here and you can get a digital version of the broadcast. It sort of means that these contentious negotiations will just get more contentious. So they can't redistribute the streams, but they can definitely tell them how to do it.
All right.
Remember, AT&T is a company that offers antennas to their customers that integrate with their program guides. So if there's a problem, you can just switch to the antenna. So this is not new. It's just a different way of doing the same thing. If you want to delete your Google data, their auto-delete functionality, which we talked about, is now live.
Nice.
Well, in order for me to delete my data from Google, I have to remember to back it up. I want my data. I'm perfectly happy to occasionally let Google forget about me. And continuing, Wyze is apparently going to put out a scale.
Sure, why not?
Well, I'm a little surprised by this. Out of all the things that Wyze could prioritize, because they have a camera and then they switched into sensors and a light bulb. So that's sort of the smart technology thing. A scale, while it's sort of certainly in the smart category, seems to be, you know, to target a like a health market. So it seems to be sort of out of what area that they're known for already.
Yeah, but I think it's a relatively simple thing to implement.
Yeah, I'm just saying that I'm surprised they pivoted in that area. Wouldn't be surprised if they did it later on, but considering what they've been doing so far, it surprises me. Also, they may be doing a Wi-Fi controlled smart plug.
Cool. Home automation. I mean, that's kind of where life is headed right now.
Well, I just was looking at the comments on this Android Police story that reported this, and it's interesting, I guess, though I would have preferred a doorbell camera. Are the ones doing this? A scale. Okay. So back to, I'm not the only one who sort of says, oh, of all the products they could have chosen to do next, scale is a bit surprising.
All right. I'm not surprised, but okay.
Okay. Since one of the other things we've talked about on the show on a regular basis happens to be the space program, I thought I would include this interesting article about the fact that they've restored mission control. So NASA unveiled a restored Apollo mission control room at the Johnson Space Center.
Yes.
I thought that was an interesting thing. If anybody happens to see it. I have never been to the Johnson Space Center. I've been to the Kennedy Space Center. So if you ever happen to be in a position, they have restored the room to a reproduction of its original look. Not only that, they've said that the only thing that they didn't put back would be the smoke, because apparently the room was very smoky. So before...
Because people smoked?
Like chimneys, yeah.
It's so, a stressful life.
Yeah, but no, back then more people smoked. Now less people smoke. So, but just to quote the article, before they restored this room, the old Apollo flight control room, which was used for the early space shuttle missions and then abandoned, had deteriorated. The carpet was torn and held together with yellow duct tape. Visitors picked over the original consoles for souvenirs. So they've restored the room back to what it would have looked like. And while there are ashtrays there, nobody's smoking. So you will have the full visual experience, if not the olfactory experience of what it was like. And apparently they're going to be playing the recordings. So the screens will light up with things that they would have lit up with at the time.
Cool.
Makes me want to visit.
It does. I'm sure it was not a minor undertaking.
Well, this is the sort of historic reproduction that I appreciate, where people can come in and actually experience, you know, maybe not 100% of what it was like, but as close as they could make it.
Yes.
And apparently there's a narration by Gene Kranz, who was the flight director who led the Apollo 11 moon landing. And he thinks it's accurate. So I'll take it from somebody who was actually there that they've gotten it good. And then finally, as I said, something of a slow list of things, there was this Droid Life article that I wanted to sort of reference by one of their writers. I feel trapped by Google Hangouts.
This is funny.
Well, it's the sort of thing that you've heard me say on the show. So I just feel better knowing that there are other people who are sort of frustrated by this.
Yeah.
I had Google Talk. I liked Google Talk. They replaced Google Talk with Hangouts. I was not initially on board with Hangouts. They made some fixes and I got used to Hangouts. They fixed a lot of the issues that I had with it. Now, you like it? Why don't we get rid of it? And what are we going to replace it with? Something that doesn't do the same thing. So I'll have a choice between moving over to Messages, which is again SMS, which doesn't really work for me because I like things tied to my email account. I really don't want things tied to my phone number. Or I could move over to Hangouts Meet, so something that looks like Slack. Do you know what I would do if I wanted to use Slack for my communications?
What's that?
I'd use Slack for my communications. Slack is a chat room. It's not really designed as a one-to-one messaging platform.
True.
So when I want to talk privately with people, I like having a messaging service. So now I either have to find a messaging service or I have to just adapt. So I feel trapped into a system where the people who I want to talk to are there, but the platform wants to leave.
So I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I feel for the person who wrote this article because I am frustrated as well and I am tired and I don't know what to do next. I could roll my own chat system, but how would I get people on it?
Invite them.
You know what I mean? The whole thing about having a system that everybody has installed is that you don't have to make special arrangements.
That's true.
I don't want to, you know, I would go and host a system for anybody who wanted to talk to me, except then everybody has to get involved and I have to go do all this account management. But either way, and I'm trying to think if there's anything on the home automation front.
Innovelli has been delayed by another 3 weeks.
I'm sorry.
All right. There's, you know.
Oh, I do have something home automation. The Echo Show 5, which is the little 5-inch Echo Show. One of my relatives had me pre-order one and configure it for them. So I got to play with one. It is a very nice little device. If you want a 5-inch thing on your nightstand, I can recommend it. If you like the Echo.
I am convinced that the Echo Home Hub, now the Nest Hub, I guess.
Well, no, the Echo is Amazon, Google.
Right. Oh.
Don't mix up your properties.
I am convinced that the Google Home Hub thing is about to be phased out because you can get them so cheap now.
Isn't it $80 at Walmart this week?
You can, if you look around, you can find them for under $50.
Oh, really? Where?
I don't know.
Okay, send me a link.
I'll try.
Because the one thing
that, I think that was like last week. I don't know if it's still available, but I'll see if I can find it.
Yeah. But the nice thing, about the Google Home Hub compared to some of the other ones, it is a really good digital photo frame.
It is, and it doesn't have a camera, so having it in your bedroom is not a problem.
Because remember, I bought the Lenovo Smart Display, and that one, the screen, you know, is decent enough, but is not. It does not quite have the photo-y feel that the Home Hub does. So I would use it with the microphone turned off, just showing pictures all day. Anyway, so this is our first Zoom experiment. Next week, we're going to do a different Zoom experiment, and we're going to keep Zooming until we figure out what we want to do.
Yep. Although next week, I'll try recording.
Okay. Well, if you can find the dual recording option.
Yep. I can. I see it.
Yeah. As I said, it's interesting. Linux version, I cannot find that. So this is not recorded using the dual recording function. It was mixed by Zoom itself. And we'll
keep... So good luck on balancing it.
So on a happy note, it means that all of you listeners get to hear many different versions of the show until we find one that you all like. Also, it means that we're getting away from Hangouts, which we don't know about the future of. So shall we adjourn until next week and let everybody celebrate a happy Independence Day, except for the people who don't celebrate it?
All right, everybody. Y'all have a good weekend.
Well, just remember, if you don't celebrate it, enjoy July 4th for other reasons. It's a nice day of the week. Thursdays are good. I like Thursdays. It's the day that most people listen to this podcast.
Ah, okay.
So until next week.
Until next week.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.